The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What is up? This is Joe from the Buckeye Cast, bringing you post-game press conference with Ryan Day. Then you've got three players, CJ Stroud, Evan Pryor, and JT Tuimoloau. And then we're going to finish up with defensive coordinator Jim Knowles. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you enjoyed the huge Buckeye victory in the spring game. Haha, good one, right? And I hope you enjoy these interviews. It's a quick 30 minutes, so enjoy. Here we go.
I can hear you, Bill.
That you were particularly interested in the defense, and obviously not scheming and all that stuff. What were your impressions of what you saw from the defense?
Yeah, today was very, very basic, as you could see, on both sides of the ball. But what I liked was just the physicality and guys running around and tackling, and that was something that we wanted to get done in this game. But I thought you saw that. Certainly the depth of the D-line is definitely going to be a strength of ours. But it was good to see those guys run around and tackle. We'll take a look at the film and see. But it was more about fundamentals and tackling and playing with effort today.
And I didn't see Julian Fleming playing. What's going on with that?
Yeah, we were just being smart with him. He was kind of day-to-day, and we just decided it wasn't worth putting him in the game today.
All right, we're going to go over here to the right. Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com.
You know, we've been hearing from your coaches all spring about guys like Jordan Hancock, Kai Stokes, the kind of what you're seeing behind the scenes from these young DBs. How did you see them show up today?
Yeah, all those guys have had a really good spring. I've been very impressed with the corners, with the safeties, and they showing up and get their hands on balls and being aggressive. And I think you saw some of that today. You saw the potential there. We certainly have a long way to go. As we get into May and June and July and then in August. But I think they've really grabbed on to what Coach Walton and Coach Eliano have been doing with them. They're playing with confidence. They're aggressive. And you can see their talent level.
Go over here to the far left, Bill Landis, The Athletic.
Ryan, we saw Evan Pryor got loose for that touchdown run. Seems like he has a lot of a burst to him. Just what do you think he brings to this offense?
He's had a very good spring. He has a lot of wiggle, like you said. He can change direction in short areas. He's good out of the backfield. You can see he can catch the ball. And so he gives a little wiggle in there, which is nice. It's a little bit of a change of pace with the offense. And if he continues to grow and he can hang on to the ball, then he's going to have an impact on this offense this year.
Over here to the right, Austin Ward, Letterman Row.
Ryan, now that spring is over, where have you seen the largest growth of CJ over 15 practices?
Well, I think CJ's been very consistent. He's very competitive. And I think one of the things that he's done a really good job of, at least recently, is take what the defense gives you. And Jim does a really good job of changing up looks. And there's just times where he's going to drop eight and say, you have to check the ball down. And as a quarterback, especially somebody as competitive as CJ, he has to force himself to say, okay, I'm going to take what the defense gives me, take the check down, make 5 or 6 yards, and move on. And I think he's learning to do that. And I think that's been great. His leadership's been excellent. I think he's had a very, very good spring. And he even wanted to get back in there in the last drive because he wanted to, get out there and play. And that's just the way he is. He's one of the more competitive guys I've been around.
He seemed to want to lead the way and honor Dwayne as well.
I think those are all personal decisions. And I know that he wears, the same jersey number. And so it's something that, CJ's thought long and hard about. But I know Dwayne meant a lot to CJ. Not that they had a huge relationship, but just that he kind of paved the way for him. And I'll let him kind of talk about that. But I know that it was emotional for CJ.
Over to the far left, Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Ryan, you guys got Jackson out of there pretty quickly. And so we got to see Emeka and Marvin and Jaden really a lot more often. What do you think about their spring, and what do you think about the way they performed today?
Yeah, we wanted to kind of get he and Trey and a few guys out of the game early on, but I think Emeka's had a very good spring. Julian's had a very good spring. I think Marvin's been very strong. And then Xavier Johnson's been really good for us as well. The rest of the depth is continuing to build and grow. Jaden Ballard. So, the more those guys can you know, build depth for us. You know, you want to find one, then you want to find two, and eventually you want to get to about six guys that you feel good about putting into the game, which is where we've been in the last couple of years. I think we're still kind of working on getting to six, but these guys are working hard. I think, you know, for the top four or five guys, we feel pretty solid about. And these, you know, over the next couple of months, they have to continue to grind because it's going to be important. We have a couple of guys coming in the summer, some signees. But depth is very important. We're looking at that all over, you know, the field in terms of different positions. And there's some positions that I think are more deep than others. But that's the challenge you run into these, you know, with the way college football is right now.
Over here to the right, Tim May, Letterman Row.
Yeah, Ryan, looking at Jack Sawyer and JT out there playing today, but especially Sawyer, just seemed to bring it on every play. And just what is the big difference you see in him from, like, you know, obviously this time a year ago, he was what he was, a freshman. But and then on top of that, are you leaving here with three running backs that you feel like you can win with? I mean, does it feel like that to you?
I do. I think we do have three really good running backs, and we have a fourth coming in this summer in Dallin Hayden. So that's good. They've had a good spring. Feel solid about that. I think JT and Jack, both that you asked about, have had very good off seasons. They've gotten stronger. They've gotten faster. The technique's been better. And you saw that today. And so if they continue to build this summer, then, you know, they're going to be a force, you know, in the fall. And, you know, I think that they've really taken a Coach Johnson and the system too. And, you know, Jim has a great way of kind of changing up the looks too, to kind of keep the offense guessing. And then the minute you think they're moving, they come right at you with a bull rush. So that combination of really good technique with Coach Johnson, with the style and scheme that Coach Knowles has put together, really fits those guys and a lot of guys on defense. I mean, there's a bunch of guys today who showed up, but those guys have been strong.
Yeah, you seem excited about that, though, about this defense. I mean, leaving. Did you feel that way a year ago? I mean, I'm not trying to be facetious, but is there an excitement there that's legit?
You know, there's two things here. One, there's a bunch of guys that played a lot of football. I mean, you just take two guys, you just explain, then you also have, you know, Tyler Friday coming back. You have Zach Harrison. You have Javante's played inside. You have Teron and Jerron have both played. Tyleek and Mike hasn't played as much, but certainly Ty Hamilton has, who's had a very good camp. I mean, these guys have played a lot of football. You know, Tommy Eichenberg's now played a lot of football. Josh Proctor, you know, they've played a bunch. And so that's exciting, which we didn't have last year. And the second thing, I think, is just that combined with the new scheme and some of the stuff that we're doing on defense, it comes at you fast. And it's exciting to watch. It's exciting to see these guys have energy, be decisive, be physical. So I think when you combine the two of those things, it's exciting over there right now. And going against them every day, offense and defense, it's been a good back and forth. And it's been fun.
Got time for two more questions for Coach. Over to the left, Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
Ryan, you're talking about toughness. You're talking about physicality. Yeah. First time you've had live tackling. How much of that? You had a couple games last year, early and late, where toughness was an issue. How much of today was setting an expectation? I don't want to suggest it was symbolic, but setting sort of that foundation for that.
You know, I think last year we played some games really tough. I mean, we were really physical in some games. And then there were other times where you watch the film and you wish it was better. And so one of the things we talk about is competitive stamina. I mean, bringing it every single week, because the thing that's unique about Ohio State is you're not allowed to lose a game here. You know, I talked to the players about this in the offseason. The Rams, they went on a losing streak this year. They lost a bunch of games, but they go play in the Super Bowl and win it all. You can't do that at Ohio State. You have to be tough week in and week out. And so, you know, whether it was symbolic, I don't know. I just felt like it was the right thing to do at this time, was to tackle and play. But we're going to have to be physical. If we're tough and we have good leadership next year, then we have a chance to reach our goals. So today was good. We'll probably do a little bit more in August because, you know, we opened the game right out of the bats with obviously a huge game here. And we know that's right around the corner.
Last question, Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch.
Ryan, tight end's obviously been a position that's been a little bit of, you have new guys coming in and coming out. Joe Royer had that catch in the early on. What have you thought of his spring? And CJ mentioned him as somebody who he thought was breaking out a little bit.
I've been impressed with the tight ends. I think, you know, losing Ruck certainly was significant. But to see Cade Stover come up and have the spring that he's had has been really good. Joe and G both have been excellent. And we're excited to get Mitch back. You know, so when you look at those guys right there, you know, that gives us some versatility in those packages, which is really exciting in the run game and in the pass game. And then I think Bennett Christian's been really, you know, showing up a little bit as a young tight end, and it's a developmental position. So when you look at, you know, when Cade made that, you know, investment about a year ago, you're starting to see him, get the fruits of all that investment. It's the same thing with G. It's the same thing with Joe. I mean, it's just, that's what a tight end is. It's very difficult to come in and play as a young player. And so, those guys are developing, they're putting in the work, and, we'll hope that's a position of strength for us moving into the August.
Great. Coach, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
All right, folks, we're going to open up the questionings for quarterback C.J. Stroud, defensive end J.T. Tuimoloau, and running back Evan Pryor. Open up front row right here, Austin Ward, Letterman Row.
C.J., can you take us through the decision to honor Dwayne the way you did and maybe some of the emotions that you felt over this week? I know Coach Day was talking about, you know, sort of him laying the foundation for you and Justin to come through, what it meant for you, why you decided to put that nameplate on.
I mean, I just wanted to honor his last moment in the shoe. So I feel like that's a big brother of mine, and I just wanted to honor him. So it wasn't nothing crazy to me. I thought it would have been important for him to go out the right way. So I'm glad that, you know, his last play in the shoe was a touchdown. So I'm excited for that.
Over to the left, Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Evan, you said when we talked to you earlier this spring that you felt like, you know, you saw some things clicking. Was that on display today?
Yeah, you know, we ain't getting everything, but, you know, those are things we got down to a T, you know, day one stuff. So we just going to keep growing in the offseason.
Over here to the right, Jared Smalley, WCMH.
CJ, following up there on Dwayne, you grew up, obviously, you didn't watch a ton of Ohio State growing up in Southern California, but you obviously became familiar with Ohio State when he would have been the quarterback at OSU. He wore 7, you now wear 7. How influential was he in your career, watching him throw 50 touchdowns? What did he mean to you, and now that you have that role that he once had?
Yeah, I mean, he's just he's an inspiration. He always has been. I mean, I even watched him. He was in high school. I used to watch the Elite 11 documentaries all the time, and he was one of those dudes on there. So I used to watch him and that. Looked up his highlights after, and then just went from there and started studying his career, started watching over his career. And, I mean, he's just a big-time player, a big-time dude, and not just on the field but off as well. Yeah, so, I mean, he inspired me, of course, being a black quarterback as well. He expressed himself in many different ways, so I respect that. And I just think he's a great person. And it's sad to see people trying to talk bad about him and whatnot and things like that because they don't even know him like that. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely think Dwayne was a great human being first and foremost. And he definitely left a legacy here that I watched. He changed the culture, quarterback here, throwing 50 passing touchdowns. So definitely that's what intrigued me to come here for sure. And then Justin stamping that in the next year. So, yeah, Dwayne's legacy will live on.
We'll go to the far left, Colin Gay, Rivals.
Hey, CJ, I just wanted to get, what was that moment like at halftime when you were watching that video and then the prayer that Cameron Babb led on midfield? What was that moment like for you? What was that like for just the team to go through that and to experience all of that together in honor of Dwayne?
It's a blessing. I kind of want to just keep that between us. It's a team thing. I don't really want to talk about it too much, but Babb said a great prayer. And of course, the emotions were flowing, but I mean, that's between kind of us. So,
go over here to the deep right, Brendan Gulick, Buckeyes Now on Sports Illustrated.
JT, question for you. Kind of looking backward and looking forward, give us an idea of, you know, from where you were a year ago, still going through the whole process of figuring out when you're going, where you're going. What have you worked on most that you're most proud of? And as you look forward here now to get ready for the season with a full off season, what are you working on most?
One thing I've been working on most with Coach Jay is just technique and pre-snap reads. And I think, you know, going on from now, like you said, and looking on ahead and what I would work on in the future, that's one thing I'm going to critique now is just continue to get my technique down and work on those pre-snap reads and also, you know, just keep learning from my older brothers as well as Coach Jay.
Over here to the left, Steve Hellwagen, 24/7 Sports.
Yeah, JT, do you feel like we got a little bit of a sense today, the impact that yourself and Jack can take your game to another level in the second year and be forces in the backfield? What do you feel maybe that this spring helped you guys take that next step?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, first year, I'm not going to lie, I was trying to get my feet in the ground. I came here so late, but, you know, being here with Jack and having a full offseason and see what we did out there, I think it's we got our feet in the ground. It's going to be a special year for us.
Evan, just want to ask you real quick, that touchdown run, bouncing off of guys, and you bounce the play outside, just what are you thinking on that play and to put it in the end zone? And this is the start of basically the restart of your career at Ohio State. Just your thought about that.
Nothing too much going through my head other than just score, find a way to score. That's what Coach Alford told me, just find a way. So, that play was a good play for me anyway. And just score. That's the only thing that goes through my head every time I touch the ball, score.
Right next door, Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Yeah, for Evan, just, you know, for you to have the day you did today, for Mayan to have the day he did today, do you feel like you guys were able to show today how you can all complement each other this season?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like today was a great day for that because a lot of people, you know, see three running backs and like, you know, is there enough carries for them or can they all three fit into the system? Is there enough balls? You know, and I feel like we all complement each other well. And throughout the season, you'll be able to see that as well. You know, all three of us are going to eat and have a great season.
JT, we saw, you know, Kai Stokes, Jordan Hancock make some plays on the back end today. How much have you seen that just all spring from those guys in practice?
Oh, I've seen it a lot. Those guys get better every day, and, you know, when they do their thing, it helps us in front, so we work hand-in-hand. But those dudes have been getting the job done all spring.
And final couple questions for the players. Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
JT, this scrimmage or this game has been touch football the last few years. How good was it to get out there and actually hit? Tackle, how much of that is attitude?
It was fun. I think once we found out we were going live a certain amount of series, I think all of us were excited. So, you know, to be able to hit, we didn't get a hit all spring, but just to do it here, it felt great.
Yeah, how about from the other side of that? You had to take that some of those hits. What was that like? Did it feel good?
We take them every day. It don't hurt less. But we take them every day. So today was really just like a practice for us. So it was good, though, getting out there again.
And final questions comes from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, for CJ and for JT, how good do you feel, and Evan, you can chime in too, how good do you feel about the offense leaving spring? How good do you feel about the defense leaving spring?
For me, I just think this spring was really good to see both offense and defense make plays. The defense has been challenged on offense, and of course, we've been challenged on them. So. It's been good to see, like, back and forth. Their D-line looks amazing. Our DBs are doing really well. Linebackers communicating well. So hats off to them and the defensive side of the ball. And then offense, of course, we're just trying to build chemistry, get that running game going, to work with the play action and things like that. So definitely excited for it this year.
Guys, a couple more questions I forgot. Front row right, Tim May, Letterman.
I think CJ touched on it. You know, we make each other better every day, and going against our O-line, and we just help each other hand in hand. And I'm excited to see all of us gel together and continue to, you know, get each other better throughout this year.
Over here to the right, Tim May, Letterman Row.
Yeah, JT, I was going to ask you: is there a certain momentum you feel defensively? Does this group feel a certain momentum coming out of the spring that maybe you didn't feel coming out of, you know, middle of the year last year? And what has really changed about this group, in your opinion?
I just think we, you know, with the whole change and stuff, I think we just came together, and, you know, a lot of the older dudes stepped up and took a lot of the younger boys under their wing. And after that, we just continue to come with different energy and continue to push each other and hold each other accountable was a big thing for us this year, too.
And finally, go ahead,
Tim. So to speak, I mean, how much has that juiced guys up?
I mean, throughout this whole year, learning it, understanding it, I think we started to get a feel, and we just started, we just started playing, you know, trusting Coach Knowles, trusting each other, and, you know, go out there and play.
And final questions, Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com.
And just sort of following up on that, JT, but how much do you feel like the defense has already been installed, and how much is that exciting you guys, because you know there's more to come, if you know what I'm asking? Like, does it feel like there's been just a baseline set and that's going to grow in the coming months?
Yeah, I think, you know, going through the whole spring, you know, going through Coach Knowles defense, I think since we got a feel for it now, I think all that is just take it up a notch.
Great. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Guys, we'll try to get Coach Knowles up here. We've lost him for the moment, but... Oh, there we go. Thank you, Coach. All right, we'll open up the floor for Coach Knowles, front row right, Tim May, Letterman Row.
Yeah, Coach Knowles, I was wondering, are you guys coming out of the spring with a certain momentum that you wanted to feel defensively? I mean, just what is your take? I mean, obviously you got to watch the video and all that kind of stuff, but what do you sense about your group?
Yeah, I think coming out and going before the game, obviously we were very vanilla and didn't do anything really. But going into the game, I felt great about how far we have come, what we've accomplished, how much we got installed, how the players took to it. I mean, it was as good or better than I could have wished.
Far left, Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Given that you were kind of basic, it just gave a chance for those corners to cover, especially with Jordan Hancock, Kalen, and Denzel and Cameron Brown. How did you think they performed today?
I was very pleased. You know, we're continuing to work on playing close to people, throwing punches, being aggressive with our coverage, and that may be a little bit of a change for them. You know, and they're adapting to it all the time. And you know, we're going against the best receiving corps in the country. So I think it's going to continue to be a reason for them to get better because who they see every day in practice, and we're going to continue coaching aggressive coverage.
I'm going to go over here to the far right, Austin Ward, Letterman Row.
Jim, don't want to make too much out of one maybe spring game and one scrimmage, but Kai Stokes seemed to be flying around in the secondary for you. I know he's got his black stripe off as well. What has his camp been like? What do you see for him moving forward here?
Kai has had a good spring. But, yeah, without watching the film, I thought he had a great game just because he showed up and flashed and looked like he rose to the occasion. You know, what you worry about with a young guy is, you know, the bright lights. And, I mean, he looked like it was no problem for him, and he really stepped up. So I'm looking at good things for him. I mean, he I liked him all along, but I was impressed today.
Over here to the far left, Bill Landis, The Athletic.
Jim, you guys have a lot of defensive line depth, but, you know, I assume at some point you want to settle on who are actually the first four guys kind of in that rotation. What do you think of the second-year guys like JT, Jack, Tyleek, Mike Hall, and maybe the push they're given the older guys who have been here a little longer as you try to figure out that rotation?
I love those guys. I love every single one of them you mentioned. I love the depth. And you didn't ask, but I don't really care who starts, to be honest with you, because we're gonna play a lot of guys up front. And I want them fresh, and I want them hungry, and the more, the better. And that whole group you mentioned, they could easily be starters. You know, I think they're that good. They've had that kind of spring. So I see us playing a lot of guys up there.
Deep right, Brendan Gulick, Buckeyes Now on Sports Illustrated.
Hi, Jim. It's pretty clear you like a lot of the young talent you have in the room, and many of them played well today. Gabe Powers, C.J. Hicks, Andre, Denzel, Kai, so on and so forth. In terms of young players' development, what is most important for them at this stage of the game and at this time of the year so that they can be healthy and ready in September?
Yeah. So young guys, to me, as I've seen it, always have to learn how to take care of their bodies. You know, they spend their whole high school career just being great because they're talented. And now they get to the top of college football. And all of a sudden they have nutritionists and, you know, the best strength staff in the country. And now they have to sleep and go to school. So to me, it's just all about taking care of their bodies, realizing that something clicks in their mind eventually to say, hey, you're an Olympic athlete. You need to train, take care of yourself like an Olympic athlete. And you see that light switch go on a lot with those young guys, because we got a lot of talented guys. And we'll continue to work with them. When they get done with exams, take time off, come back, we'll be working with them, and we'll be working with them all summer because I think a lot of them can play for us.
Just following up on that, I mean, that group of guys, who among them is most emotionally intelligent or guys that most recognize when they need more help with nutrition, they need better sleep? Who has taken good strides with that?
I don't think I know enough yet to comment on that. You know, I think I need to continue to learn more about them as people, you know, really dive into their lives, You know, I think the last couple months I've been just pushing, install on top of them and on top of the coaches, that I think I'll learn more. I need to really invest more time into who they are, how they're living.
Got time for just a couple more. Front row left, Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Jim, what was the biggest revelation of the spring or today, and what's your biggest concern heading out of it?
First one I heard you say was biggest revelation of the spring was that regardless of talent, these players that we have, they want to learn. They soaked up everything I did. I mean, they were just into it, into football, into us, you know, culture change and the way we run meetings. And you know, they picked it up. I mean, they picked it up at a high speed. So it's just a football intelligent group who wants to be coached and wants to be led. So I was really happy about that. What was the second part? You know, the biggest concern for me really is, you know, in the back end, you know, safeties, just because we didn't have, you know, a lot of guys were banged up this spring, right? So I love Proc, you know, but he didn't get the, now you see a little bit of him. You know, when you see a little bit more of them, you get excited, you know. But I'm always worried about depth back there because sometimes you have to, you know, move guys around from position to position, you know, and it becomes a challenge if you don't have enough guys. So, you know, that's why I was really excited to see what Kai did today. I thought that could help us a lot in terms of our depth.
Back row right, Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row.
Jim, you talked about how you didn't want to show a lot more Oklahoma State film. You wanted these guys to see themselves on film. You only had 15 practices to do that. Do you feel like you have enough right now on tape that you can refer these guys back to what they did so in the summer they can continue to learn this stuff?
Yes. I don't know how else to say it, but, yeah, I mean, you know, I kind of put it all on them and pushed them, and they didn't get it always right, but it was fun. You know, we had guys moving around all different places, and now I can show them, and that was my goal, is to get it on tape wearing Ohio State uniforms. Yep.
Far left, Colin. Oh, I'm sorry, Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch.
Jim, how do you think Jack Sawyer did finishing out this spring, especially having to pick up a new position with some more intricacies in the Jack role?
Great. I mean... I love the way he plays. I love his toughness. You know, and Jack seems to be that kind of kid, you know, who will snap back a little bit. You know, I'm from Philly, so I kind of like that guy. I go, hey, Jack, you got to do this. He'll be, rah, 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 you know, back at me, you know, and that's kind of like, okay, now we got a relationship.
Over here, front row right, Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com.
I was going to ask about that, Jack. You had been kind of specifically stressing that it was a kind of a work in progress,
yes,
even down to how you even termed mm-hmm. that position.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that as you end the spring? Where in that process of the positional maturation, and what can it be for the fall?
Again, yeah, I waited, what was it, 6-7 maybe to do it, six, you know, and in that second half of spring, I thought we came a long way. I really did, you know. So now I want to be able to sit down and look at it, you know, and see how we can blend the whole thing together, you know, start to meet with those guys individually, see who's ready for the challenge of kind of doing everything. But I thought we came a long way in just a few practices.
And final question to the far left, Colin Gay, Rivals.
Hey, Jim, you mentioned Josh Proctor. As a guy coming back from injury but also having to learn the scheme kind of off the field, how have you seen him develop, and what did you see out of him, even in the limited amount of time, the thud kind of period that he was able to play today? How did he kind of perform?
Yeah, I saw when he started to get out there on the field, even not hitting anybody, you know, and then it took him like a couple practices to get back on his feet. And then I really saw improvement like the last couple practices when he was out there. So – you know, when you're away from it that long and it's a new system, and then you get back out there and everybody else is ahead and you got to catch up. And I'm not very patient because I think he's great. So I'm, hey, let's go, Proc. And, you know, yelling at the coaches to meet with him extra, get him up, get him going. We need him. And then I saw Surge. You know, I saw Surge from him. He started picking it up. It started clicking. And I think he can be great for our defense.
Great. Coach, thank you very much.
Thanks.
It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.